The talks in Arusha, Tanzania, are meant to unite Darfur's various rebel factions and were initially seen as a positive and crucial step. They come just days after the United Nations Security Council passed a landmark resolution authorizing the deployment of 26,000 peacekeepers to Darfur. But the start of the talks was delayed Friday because some rebel groups had not arrived, and already hopes that the rebels would take advantage of the momentum provided by the resolution seem lost. About a dozen rebel factions are taking part in the talks, but one important group is absent, the Sudan Liberation Movement of Abdel Wahid al-Nur. His group argues that it is pointless to talk about politics while violence continues in Darfur. SLM spokesman Yahya Bolad says al-Nur will not make the same mistake he made in 2006 when he agreed to a peace proposal after months of talks in Abuja, Nigeria, that amounted to nothing.
The result is that we abort the agreement and the government continues killing our people. The humanitarian issue became more worse than ever. For that reason, we need to suspend the conflict so the matter is not issuing resolutions. The matter is how to implement these resolutions, and that's what we're waiting for. When we see UN troops on the ground, we will start the political process steps.
Al-Nur is one of the Darfur Rebellion's founding fathers and a member of Sudan's largest tribe, the Fur. He is popular among the 2.5 million people who have been displaced by the Darfur fighting. Some 200,000 people have been killed since the conflict began in 2003. Without his participation, it seems unlikely that the 3 days of talks in Arusha will result in serious progress. The negotiations are being sponsored by the African Union and the United Nations. The Sudanese government is not participating in the talks, but Foreign Ministry spokesman Ali Sadiq Ali says he believes a successful conclusion to the talks in Arusha could lead immediately to new negotiations with the government.
I don't think it will be a failure. If they have agreed on a common position, I think the next step will be to name the place and the time of the first talks so that the process will start from there on.
The various rebel factions are also calling for the release of the humanitarian coordinator of the Sudan Liberation Army, Suleiman Jamous. The factions believe that Jamous could help jumpstart the limited relief work in Darfur and could also help unite the various rebels. Jamous has been in a UN hospital near Darfur for more than a year, and the Khartoum government says he will be arrested if he tries to leave. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.